Yeah, I have a question. What is your thought and your feelings about professional athletes and DUIs? And I ask this because 2 years ago we lost our grandson. He was on his way home from a peewee football game, or from a playoff game. 10 years old, and he lost his life to a drunk driver. So what is your opinion about, you know, in the media you see this all the time, and you know, they set the role models, so people want to kind of, you know, do what the big guys are doing, but yet, you know, people are losing their lives over it.
First of all, our condolences to you and your family. But the main thing is, you know, when the guys go out and have a good time, they have a few cocktails, they have a hotline where you could call. The NFL has set up for you could call and get a car, and they would take you wherever you need to go and leave your car where it is. You don't have to drive. That's for everybody that drink and drive out there, not just the athletes. Anybody that has too many drinks, call a cab. Call Uber, whoever, Uber, whatever that thing is. You know, I don't take it, so I don't know what it is. But, you know, it's just being, you know, conscious of other people driving and, you know, just being aware of your surroundings and knowing that you had too much and said, that's it, I can't drive. Give your friends, you take your keys away from you. Do something like that, you know, just to make a change.
Yeah, see, I don't care if it's athletes or anyone. You shouldn't drink and drive. So I don't drink. So my life is out there just as like, you know, your grandson or whatever. It's just, I don't believe in, I don't like to force, you know, when, yes, I like to go out and have a good time, but when people say, come on, let me buy you a drink, I don't drink. Come on, let me buy you a drink. I don't like people forcing any alcohol on anyone. And I think that whether you're an athlete or whether you're just anyone, you shouldn't drink and drive because of that reason.
Otis is a designated driver.
Yeah, I'm designated to all of them, exactly. Where's Otis? Oh, there come you go. There I know you don't drink.
Yeah, so our thing that we're doing, you know, is make sure you have a designated driver, call a friend, call a cab, do whatever, because we don't want anybody else to lose their life.
Absolutely.
And I would like to
say
to my son-in-law, Damon Thomas, and my daughter, Maria Thomas, keep strong, and we're all behind you, and RIP, you know, we love you, Jaden Thomas.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your question. Appreciate it.